Okay, today's daf Pei Vav. We're on Pei Hei Amud Beis. On Pei Hei Amud Beis, we'll go back to the Mishnah. The Elu im Olu Yardu. The following things, if they were put on top of the Mizbeach, they have to come down. All these things are edible, things you should be eating. They don't belong on the Mizbeach. Why are they being burnt? What are these things? Basar, Kache, Kachim, Basar, Kache, Kalim. Basar of Kache, Kachim, Basar of Kache, Kalim. They're both allowed to be, the part that's allowed to be eaten, we're talking about. Kachim, kachim, except for an ola, can also be eaten. A chatas can be eaten. Ashram has parts that can be eaten. Right? Kachim kalim also can be eaten. They come down. Umoser ha-omer. The leftover omer can be eaten. It's edible. It's a carbon for the kahanim. Shtei alechem.
The two. But the omer of
the no, if they did, it come down. Im alu, the first three words. Im alu yardu. Right? If they don't belong this. If they're there, get it. Shtei alechem. The two lechem of Shavuos. Shtei lechem upon him. Someone put the lechem upon him, putting off them. What are you putting on them as beach for? Get them down. They don't belong up there. They're going to be eaten. They're going to be given out to the kahanim. Shirei menachos, the leftover minchas, and haketores. All right, ketores is not edible, but it doesn't belong on the mizbeach. It belongs on the inner mizbeach, right? Now hatemer shebarashei kvasim, the wool on a head of a sheep, a goat, the sheep, right? Or se'ar shebezakein tiyashim, or the hair of the goat, the hair of the beard of a goat. Hatsamos, bones, kidim, sinews, which are considered not edible, karnayim, horns, talfayim, hoofs, bizman, shehem, chubarin, if they're connected to the body, yalu, part of the animal. Right? So carbon ola gets burnt. The hoofs also get burnt. Why? Part of the animal. Shenemar, vihikter, akor, and sakol. Pirshu, if it got disconnected, got removed, lo yalu, that doesn't belong there. Shenemar, v'asisa olotecha habasa v'hadam. What's basar and dam? Not horns, not hoofs. Okay. So Tana Rabbanan, it says, v'hikter akorin es hakol ha-mizbecha. You burn everything. It says es hakol. V'hikter izbecha es hakol. L'rabos atzamos v'gidim v'akanayim v'taflayim. It includes everything. Even hoofs, horns, doesn't make a difference. Then it says, yachal hafil parshu. I would think that's true even if it got disconnected. Hamad Lomar, Vasisa Olotecha, Habasa Vahadam. No, it says only Basar and Dam. Right? E, Basar Vahadam. If it says Basar Vahadam, Yachal, Gidin, Vahatamos, Viala Basar, Legabe, sorry, Yachal, Yachlots, Gidin, Vahatamos, Viala Basar, Legabe, Mizbeach. So remove all that. Remove the bones and the Gidin. Talmud Lomar, Victor Akon is a call. No, it says Akon is a call. It says a call. Everything. Okay, Tzad, how do you make that work? How do you burn everything? It says burn everything. It says Basar V'Dam. Which one is it? Is it everything? Is it Basar V'Dam? Okay, Tzad, how does that work? So again, very simple. Michubarin, if they're attached, Yalu. It means everything. Pirshu, Afilu Hein Berosham is Beach, Yardu. Even if they're already up there, they have to come down. Okay?
How does it become Pirshu?
Or it got cut off by itself somehow. I don't know how that could happen, really. How does the horn going to come off by itself? It happened. Whatever it is. Mantana, Dishmas Ledamar Pirshu, Yardu. Who is the one who said that if it gets disconnected, it comes down? Right? One second. Yeah. Rebihi. It's Rebbe. Okay? Titania, it says in the Pasuk, Victor Akon is Hakol, Hamizbecha. It says that you burn everything. Right? Victor Akon is Hakol, Hamizbecha. Everything. Larabos, Atzamos, Gidin. It includes Atzamos, bones, Gidin, sinews, Karnayim, horns, Talfayim, hoofs. Afilu Pirshu. Even if they got disconnected. Now that can't be our Mishnah. That's not our Mishnah. Va'el amani mekayim v'tzisa olotecha basav adam. I, the pasuk says basav adam. Yeah. Lo melacha, that's to tell you, ikule ola atamachthir. That if it's already being burnt and it flew off the mizbeach, it's already like equal, it's already on its way to being burnt, put it back. V'yatamachthir ikule gidin v'atzamos. But you don't put back bones. That is the Tana Kama. Rebbe Omer, no, Rebbe said what our Mishnah said. Kasev echad omer, v'ikdor kohen es hakol, mizbecha. Reba. That's a reba. Everything goes up on the Mizbeach. Then it says, V'kasev Echad Omer, V'otisa Olo Secha HaBasa V'Hadam. Then it says, only Basar and Dam. HaMiyot. Okay, Miyot. It's a Miyot. Only Basar and Dam. Not everything. Okay, so how do you make those? How do you reconcile this two psukim? Mechubarin Yalu. Pirshu. Mechubarin Yalu. If the Mechubarin, good. Pirshu. But it got disconnected. Afilu Heim Barosh HaMizbeach. Yardu. Even if it's Afilu Heim Barosh HaMizbeach. Yardu. Even if they're on top of the Mizbeach, they have to come down. Okay? Good? Okay. Then we said, Pirshu Lo Yalu. Right? If they're Pirshu, they shouldn't even go up there. Right? Amr Bzeira, Lo Shanu. We didn't learn this halacha. That what? That if they go up there, they have to come down. Ela shepirshu klape mata. It's only if they got disconnected from the animal, klape mata, down below. Says Rashi, klape mata, second line, derech yirida. Derech yirida, umisrachkin min hamarocha. Far away from the fire. Avol, back to the Gemara, avol klape mala. But if it got disconnected, klape mala, says Rashi, l'tzad hamarocha, up on the fire, ain't zu precious. That's not getting disconnected. Just opposite. Ela kreva etel ikol shalish. Just opposite. Of course it stays up there. Lo shanu ela kapimata. Ava kapimala, kruvihu dekrivu ikol. It's close to the Mizbeach to get burned. It's on the Mizbeach mamish. And that's where it got disconnected. Vafilu pirshu. Even if it got disconnected. Right? So look at Rashi in the last wide line. He says, Vafilu pirshu. Nir be'enai, shechasim en agirtha. Rashi says, I think something's missing from this Gemara here. It doesn't really explain. L'umay degrasinon, hachi pirusho. If you want to leave the words in, I would leave it like this. Afilu pirshu b'tmiya? Even if it got disconnected? Hamechubarin ya'aluhu dekamar. But it says it has to be connected. So if it's not disconnected, what's the difference exactly where it is? That the Gemara is asking. Amarava, hachi kamar. Lo shanu. Right? Ella, we only learned this halacha. What? That afilu pirshu lachazrika. That's what stays up there. So who said this din? Reb Zira. If it's pirshu achazrika, avol pirshu lufnei zrika, kodem zrika. But if it got disconnected before the zrika, asoy zrika, the zrika comes along, vishar sinhu, and matred it. Afilu lemevad meinaihu taka desakini. You can even make out of this horn, you can make a knife out of it, a knife handle. In other words, it doesn't go up on the Mizbeach. Not only that, you can even remove it yourself. That makes sense? If it happened before Zrika, it doesn't have to go on the Mizbeach. We said before that if it's connected, it goes on the Mizbeach. Says Zera, it doesn't have to. You can remove the horn if you want. You can remove the hoof if you want. You can even make a knife out of it. Rashi says, "Kiyeka the sharia basal lagabi mizbeach." Just like the meat has to go on the mizbeach. Lahachi kami, lahachi koi, kasharia nami atzamos lamai dekame. Find hanos kahanim grebi shmol. You can do whatever you want. Hanos kahanim. You want horns? You want to make a shofar out of it? Go right ahead. No problem. You don't have to put on the mizbeach, even if it's not pirshu. You can make it pirshu. It's not a problem. Savala kiha to amar biyochan mishum grebi shmol. So it's the same thing as Rabbi Shmuel said. Nemar lo haya ba'ola, nemar lo yiye ba'ola, nemar lo yiye ba'asham. A comparison between Ola and Asham. Ma Asham, atzmosav mutarin. Just like in Asham, the bones are mutar. Af Ola, atzmoseha mutarin. So to an Ola, the bones are mutar.
Mutar for use by the Kohanim.
Yes.
No,
it could be, yeah, I don't know. So Rashi says... No, but what do you mean?
Many Kabbalists have no rights to anything.
I know, no, but but we're talking about a knife that you're going to use. You can make a handle out of it forever.
I know, but you can't use it. It's not something that you're able to use. It's me, look.
Right. No, but that's what he's saying. He's saying you're allowed to use it. You're allowed to use it. No, he's asking if you swallow or only a coin. I don't know. What if you swallow... If Yisrael got a hide from a carbon ola, if a Kohen got a hide from a carbon ola, right?
A hide
from a carbon ola. He's not allowed to sell that to Yisrael?
Selling it, because then the money's his.
And what if he gives it as a gift? Not allowed to?
I don't know about that.
I don't know. Right. I don't know. Interesting. So anyway, ma asha matzamos mutarin. What does that mean, the tzamos mutar? Shari af besaro mutar. Even the basar is mutar. So I need to tell me that the bones are mutar? Of course they're mutar. So, v'i mishum noser, de besreifa. What about noser? How could you ever use a bone of a carbon? Right? It's going to be noser. So that's crazy. Lo shayach noser el midi devar achila. Noser only applies to something edible. So after you add you're allowed to eat certain meat of a carbon ashram. What do you do with the bones? It's not noser. Not edible anyway. So now I want to make out of these bones, I want to make some kalim. Am I allowed to? Of course I'm allowed to. So says the Gemara, just like you could do that by an ola, by ashram, you can do it by an ola too. And now the Gemara says, mufni, this gzera shava, ola ashram, must be available. To elo mufni, if it wouldn't be available, meaning that extra words, like a little gzera shava, ikal mifrach, I'd have to follow in kasha. Ma asham shekem b'saro mutter. Right? But what kind of comparison is that? How could you compare ola to asham? Asham, the meat's mutter. So the meat's mutter, the bones are also mutter. All right, now it's the next day, the meat's not mutter anymore, the bones are still mutter. How can you compare it to an ola? Just goes to show you that the Gemara says, lo yehei, you say, Ruxiv. You're right, it's extra words. It's extra words, so we cannot make this Gzeir Shava. You see that even, we always ask this question, even in the Gzeir Shava, there's a logic to it.
Right? There's a system to it.
There's a system to it. The Gemara just asked, if it's not extra, I have a pircha. What's a pircha? On a Gzeir Shava. The Gzeir Shava is not logic.
No.
It says a word over here, it says a word over there, we learn the same halacha by both. Oh, but I have a kash on that. How can you have a kash on that?
One second, but if the word is being used for a pasuk that explains something, we use for something else,
yeah.
You can use for that word is not available for the Gzeir HaShava.
Who? Yeah?
I think that's what it is. That's why they have every once in a while, you know, like over here, you have words that are free. What does a free word mean?
Right, it's a free word, because otherwise I have a pirch on the Gzeir HaShava. I just want to make a point that you can have a pirch on a Gzeir HaShava, even though Gzeir HaShava is not logical. It's not logical at all. So what kind of kash is that? So the Gemara gives logic to Gzeir HaShavas, right? And you get a kash on it. Okay. Masav Adabar Ava, Avadar Ava, you have to follow the question. Atzamos, Kajim, Lefnei Zrika, Molin Behen. Atzamos of Kajim, before Zrika, you over Me'ila, right?
Right.
Why are you over Me'ila? Because it's not Mutter yet. It's not Mutter yet. Before Zrika, it still belongs to Hashem, not Mutter yet, right? Lacha Zrika, after Zrika, ain't Molin Behen. Right? Ain't Molin Behen.
Why?
What?
Why? I don't get that.
Because, why?
I would think just the opposite,
no? No. Once the Zrika is done,
yeah.
Now I'm allowed to eat the meat.
Yeah, but...
So the bones are part of the meat.
Oh.
Before Zrika, I'm not allowed to eat that.
Okay.
So it's Me'ila. Afterwards, I'm Me'ila. V'shel Ola, Molin Bohen La'Ola. And if it's an Ola, I'm always going to be over Me'ila. Why am I always going to be over Me'ila? It's supposed to be burnt.
But you can't get it to be burnt.
Right. Didn't we just say 5 minutes ago that he said you could take the horns off and make a knife out of it, yes, before Zvika? And Bryce isn't allowed to do that. It's Me'ila. Not yours yet. A little premature. You're putting the cart before the horse. Not yours yet. So it's a kasha on him. So, Ema. So change it to say like this. Shel Ola. If it's a carbon of an Ola. Pirshu lefnei Zrika. Ve'ein molin behen. La'achar Zrika. Molin behen la'olam. If before Zrika, there is no Me'ila. After Zrika, then the Me'ila kicks in. Does that make any sense? Does that make any sense?
You said the opposite.
Right. Before you do the carbon, so you're not over Me'ila. Why? What's the logic in that?
There's no carbon yet.
After Me'ila, after you do the Zvika, now it's ready over Me'ila. Why? It's an Ola. What are you going to do with it? You can't take the bones. Not allowed. Upligi, the Rebbe Elazar. He argues on this. Amar Belazar, Pirshu Lefnei Zvika, Molin Behen, Lacha Zvika, Lo nenin, v'lo molin. Before Zrika, over Me'ila. After Zrika, you're not allowed to have Hana, because it's supposed to be burnt, but there's no Me'ila. Why is there no Me'ila? Why is there no Me'ila? Not sure why. Right? So they're really arguing now on two points.
Right.
Point number one, what happens if you use the bones before Zrika? Right? One says Me'ila, one says not Me'ila. And the second point is, what happens if you take the bones after Me'ila? After Zrika? One says yes and one says no. Fine. Okay? Good? Next. V'kulon. All these things. All what things? All these things, Rashi says, Hanach Psulin, all these puzzle things, Sha'alu, that Sha'alu means that they were put up there, that Nan Behem Lo Yardu. They don't come down. Ben Atzamos, Gidin, Shehelon, Bemachuber, Ba'achlos, and Eish. Whatever goes up doesn't have to come down.
Why?
What? Why don't they have to come down?
No, why don't you put it back up?
No, we didn't say that. We said whatever's supposed to be up there.
Yeah.
Right? Shepaku me'al gabi hamizbeach. That flew off, lo yachter. They don't have to be returned. They didn't have to be there to begin with.
That's why you want
to. For example, horns. Yeah. Horns. Do horns have to be there?
No.
They don't have to. But you put it on. It was attached. And it flew off. You don't have to put it back. Mm-hmm. If a piece of meat flew off, you do have to put it back. V'chein gacheles. Also a coal. Shepaku me'al gabi hamizbeach. Lo yachzer. You don't have to put it back. Evarim shapak.
Why would I think that you'd have to?
What?
Why would I think that you'd have to put it back?
Because where does it? That's where it belongs.
Yeah, but it's not kodesh, the coal. It gets burned up. I mean, or whatever. Turns to ash.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, but why would you think not to put it?
Yeah,
back?
Why not put it back?
Yeah, why would you put it back?
What are you gonna do with it? What are you gonna do with it?
The coin can take it home.
And do what with it? That's what he's going to do with it? That doesn't bother you?
Eat
up his oven? That doesn't bother you? Evarim shepaku be'agabi mizbeach. What about Evarim that fell off the mizbeach? Says the Mishnah, a very hard thing to understand. Kodem chatzos yachzir umolamim. If it's before chatzos,
yeah,
you have to put it back.
Okay.
What chatzos? So they used to burn the emurim at night. Right, this is the general custom. They're busy during the day. At night, nothing to do at night. They burn their murim at night. So if it's before chatzos, yachzir, put it back, umolim behem, and you're over me'ila. Lacha chatzos, lo yachzir ve'ein molim behem. You have the chatzos, don't put it back, and you're not over me'ila.
Why is that hard?
What?
That's hard.
You'll see in a minute why it's hard. So Rashi says, the kivan, the last Rashi before the Gemara, the kivan da havila kimu uchalin, kimu farish v'gemara, havila davar shenathas mitzvah sov ein molin bo. It's as if you did your mitzvah, and there's no more mi'ila. Okay? Fine. Now, a new statement that has nothing to do with anything. Kishem sha mizbeach mekadesh as haroylo. Just like the mizbeach is mekadesh, what it's supposed to be mekadesh. Kach, where am I? Kach hakevesh mekadesh. So do the kevesh, the ramp. Kishem sham is beak va kevesh mekajin as a royal hen. So it's like the kevesh is a mekajin, but whatever. Kacha kele mekajin. So do you put something in a kli, it also makes it holy. Okay. So now the Gemara says, hey chidami, what's the story here with this chatzos issue? We said, if it's before chatzos, put it back. If it's after chatzos, don't have to put it back. Hey chidami, id it's bumamish. If it still has mamish, if it's still burning through and through, it's not really burnt yet, then I feel like a chatzos nami. Then if it is a chatzos, you should put it back. What kind of cutoff is chatzos? It's not a cutoff. The cutoff should be, what's with this meat? Is it burnt through or not? So if it's after chatzos, you should still put it back. The e less buhu mamish, it's already mamish burnt to a charcoal, this piece of meat, then feel a chatzos nami low. Then even before chatzos, you don't have to put it back. Why is chatzos? What made? Who made up chatzos? So the Gemara answered, that's why it was hard. So the Gemara answered, that's why it was a difficult statement. What do you mean chatzos? What kind of cutoff is that? Is that a magic number?
Yes, it is. Because so, chatzos is the time that you can't bring anything else up.
No, chatzos. Midnight you can't bring anything. Who said that? What do you mean?
Because they take everything. And that's so,
yeah, that's on Midor Abanan. Midor Abanan. So why is chatzos a cutoff? If the meat flew off before chatzos, you put it back. It should go by the meat, not by the chatzos. So Gemara says, Lo Tzricha, the case is, Bishariri. It's talking about limbs that are very hard. Right?
Fully burnt.
What?
Fully
fully burnt. Therefore what?
It can still go up.
They can still go up, even if it's before Chatzos. Fine, very good. Now, every morning, the Kohen Gadol would go up to the Mizbeach. This is the first thing they did every morning. They did it very early in the morning. They sometimes even did it, it's still nighttime. Very early in the morning. They go up to the Mizbeach, take some coal, not coal, whatever it was, it wasn't coal, it was wood. Ashes, right? Go down to the Mizbeach.
What's coals?
Coals. It wasn't coals like we have today, like for a barbecue.
No. Wood.
Wood.
If you take wood and get it hot enough after a while, it turns into coals.
Right. So they would take some coals from the Mizbeach and let's remove it. This is called Trumas Hadeshen. And put it on the side of the ramp. We're going up the ramp on the right side. There's a spot there. And a nace happened and it got swallowed up into the ground. That was the procedure every morning. Okay? Called Trumas Hadeshen. Every morning, such a procedure. So, Menahani Mili, how do you know, again, how do you know that Chatzos is the cutoff? We said, if it fell off before Chatzos, put it back. If it's a Chatzos, you don't have to put it back. How do you know? First, we asked before, why is Chatzos the cutoff? Why is it the cutoff? It should be the meat. So we said, no, because it's very thick meat. Now we're asking, how do you know the Chatzos is the cutoff? Separate question. So, Amra Rav, Kasev Echad Omer, Kol Halayla V'Hiktir. One pasuk says that it burnt through the whole night. That's what one pasuk says. Kasev Echad Omer, Kol Halayla V'Hirim. And another pasuk says they would do Trumas Hadeshen, Kol Halayla. Right? Rashi says, the first skinny line. It's going on the whole night. In other words, if you already can do the avoda of Trumas Hadeshen at night, middle of the night, chatos, then how could it still be burning meat? How could they have both things going on at the same time? I can already take it off and put it to the magic place where it's going to get swallowed. How can I do both at the same time? So, answers to Gemara, you can't do it at the same time. You can't. You can't do Trumas Hadeshen when the meat's burning. You can't. Chalkehu chetziv laktar v'chetziv laharama. Put the day in half. Split the night in half. The night in half. Half for burning of the fats, and then half for Trumas Hadeshen. So when midnight comes, that's the cutoff. Beferish or pasukim. Right? Okay.
So,
yeah. You get a watch, and then you know it's Chatzos. That wasn't the question.
So what do you receive from this?
So since it said, call Halayla for this, and call Halayla for that. Yeah. How can it be both at the same time? That can't be right. So it must be you stop at midnight. That's the Gemara is saying. It's a drasha. Right?
In other words, midnight is half the night, huh?
Midnight is half the night, correct. Right? Es the Bala Ma'ar, doesn't the first Mishnah of Shas say, Hekter Chalavim Ve'evarim Mitzvasim Ad Shiyala Ma'ar HaShachar? You can put it up till dawn. Now the Gemara says, no, you stop at midnight. Doesn't the first Mishnah of Shas say that? The fats were born the whole night? Right? So, the Bala Ma'ar, it's a good question. The Bala Ma'ar answers,
it's a good question.
That what that Mishnah means is, that you could put it on anytime you want.
That doesn't make sense either.
Why?
Because you're not allowed to.
Because we're saying at some point you don't put it on.
I'll read it in Hebrew.
See, I always thought chatzos is the time that you cannot put anything no matter what on top. First of all, there's nobody working there. But then you can't.
Also, could you already start with Trumas Hadeshen already?
Because you're taking it off.
Right, taking it off, you're getting ready for the next day. Now the Ma'abu Gemara on Yom Tovim was so busy they would start so early, midnight already, they would be ready to get stuff off. What?
You can't put stuff on.
Right, so he says like this, HaMishnah Sham, the Mishnah in Brachos, Osekes B'tchilat HaKtara, the beginning of the burning. Shema'ayla Eivor Ma'ala Mizbech LaKtiram. U'bazeh Ein Zman Ad Shem Alamor HaShachar. That you can do till midnight. That you can do the whole night. Aval Rav, here we're talking about a var that fell off, and then we say that the cutoff is midnight. Is that a good answer?
No. Do you like that answer?
No.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
The question's not a question.
Yeah. So, anyway, okay. That's a story. Okay. So, basically, what do you do? We split the night in half. The first half is for Emurim, second half is to get ready for the next day already. Masiv of Kahana, 1 second. It says, B'chol Yom, Torim et HaMizbeach. Every morning, they would get ready for the, they would do Trumas HaDeshen. When would they do that? Mikros HaGever, when they heard the rooster crow. O Samach Lo, Mulfanav Ala Achrav. In other words, early in the morning. Before you can do anything else, you can't bring a carbon tamid yet, it's still too early. That, very early in the morning, they would get ready with Trumas HaDeshen. B'Yom HaKippurim, on Yom Kippur, Kechatzos. They would do it Bachatzos at midnight already. Why? Why did it at midnight? Because they didn't want to tire out the Kohen Gadol. Let him do this, they'll rest a little bit. But he couldn't sleep anyway, the Kohen Gadol. Right? Biragalim.
Why did the Kohen Gadol do the Trumas?
Yeah, he had to do every Avodah.
I thought he used to fight to do the Trumas.
I know, but on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol did every Avodah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's just Yom Kippur. So why do it so early? What's the big rush? What are you doing it so early for?
What's he got to do?
Exactly. Biragalim ba'ashmoras rishona. When it came to on a regel, they would already do it by the first ashmora, which is before chazos. Mm-hmm. Right? Rashi says, mishum dinafishi karbonos v'nafish deshen. A lot of karbonos, a lot of deshen. V'tzarech la'aloso l'tapuach. They have to go up to that mound. Shebe emtza ha'mizbeach l'lsadaris ha'racha g'dbalayla shechol lishchot l'halos ha'tamid ba'alos ha'shachar.
Practical things.
Mm-hmm. Now, asks the Gemara, Visa Gadaitach, the Mechatzos Doraisa, if Chatzos now is Doraisa, what would we just say? We just said, based on the Psukim, you split the night in half. First half is Femurin. Second half is for what? It's for Chuan Zedeshin. So how could you make it before midnight? Isa Gadaitach, Doraisa, Hechi Magdiminan. How could you make it earlier? Yom Kippur, you're doing Achatzos, perfect. Regular day of the year, you did it even later than that. You did it like, you know, right before dawn. Here, I can do it before. Heichi ma'acharinon. That's in parentheses, right?
Mm-hmm.
How could you do it later? Says Rashi, Heichi ma'acharinon, lo garsinon heichi ma'acharinon. Don't read that. Why don't read that? What? Why shouldn't you read it? Right?
Same question.
So is that a kasha? If it's after midnight, I can do it any time after midnight. So I do it at 1 a.m. It's a problem? I did something wrong? I can daven mincha any time from chatzos, whatever, till shkia. So there's a problem when I daven mincha? I don't do it right at the first second, it's a problem? I do it at 3 o'clock, it's a problem?
The question is, what's the proper time?
The proper time is after midnight.
After midnight before chatzos.
After midnight after chatzos.
After midnight before.
Right. So I can do it 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m. So what? Right? So what does the Gemara say? How could you do it earlier? And how could you do it later?
Right.
How could I do it later? What do you mean? I'm not doing anything wrong. I have to do it the second it's dawn and midnight, I have to do it right now? I can't have mincha 3 o'clock? I'm not allowed to do that? I can't do the Trumas HaDeshen a little later? Am I something wrong with that? Says Rashi, don't read those words. Don't read those words. Those words are not true. It's not Vera. You hear why not? That's in Yuma, Rashi explained. Here he just says, don't read it. Because the main Gemara is in Yuma. He tells you, why don't say it? Because it's not true. Right? Right, so Tosfos says, no, you do read it. You do read it. It's not like, maybe, it's an interesting thing when it comes to something like Mincha or even Ma'ariv. It's not like that, because Tosfos says, in Chanami, you can do it whenever you want. You have the whole night to do it. As long as you do it before. So the question is, why would they wait till the rooster crowed? Why wouldn't they do it earlier? Isn't there a concept of Zvizim Akdim and Lemitzvahs? What are they slapping for? What are you slapping for? It's not really the same thing with Mincha.
I know.
It's not the same thing. But what are you slapping for? To do it right now. That's why you shouldn't take it out.
This is an optimal time to do everything.
Exactly. So what are you waiting for? There's a reason right there. Be Zoris. That was Tosfos says, leave it in. What are you taking it out for? Ela Amar Rav Yochanan, Yimashma Shenemar Kol Alayla. It says Kol Alayla. Eini Yodea She'ad HaBoker? Don't I know that it means Ad HaBoker? It says Kol Alayla Ad HaBoker. So it's obvious. It's redundant. The whole night? Till morning. Okay, the whole night. Till morning. I know that. Matam Adlomar Ad HaBoker. Why does it say Ad HaBoker? Tain Boker Lebakro Shalayla. What does that mean? Tain Boker Lebakro Shalayla. In other words, see Rashi. Tain Boker. Yeah, very interesting wording. So he says like this. Lo Nemar, I mean the Rashi of called Matam Lomer Ad Boker. Lo Nemar El Inyan Harama Lomer Shatormin Kol Laila. You can do it the whole night. Vavdi Kamar Ad Boker. Why does it say Ad Boker? Veherim Es Adeshen. Veherim Lufnei Boker. Veherim Lo Nafan Shir Ladavar. There's no Shir. Does that make any sense? Right? Right. In other words, you have to do Trumas Hadeshen before the Boker. When? There's no rule. There's no rule. It's not so true. You can't do it after. You can't do it before midnight. Sorry. Maybe on the, you can. Right? But you don't have to do it mamish at midnight. That's not what it means. What it means is, the Zman is before dawn. So it's not a lack of reason, or it's not a problem if you do it at the wrong time. You're allowed to do it earlier. Right? Doesn't mean that chatzos is this magic number. The Torah said do it at chatzos. What the Torah said was, do it before dawn. So therefore, hilchach, therefore. You see the answer? The answer is, we thought till now, that it was mamish, half the night split in half. The first half is for burning fat, second half is for Trumas Hadeshen. No, we're changing that. The answer is, Trumas Hadeshen has no shear. What's the shear? What's the zman? Before the morning. Hilchach, therefore. Kol yoma mikorsa geversaki. Before the rooster crows is good enough. That's good enough. Beyond Kippurim, Beyond Kippur, Mishum Chol Shad the Kohen Gadol, Bechatzos. Because the Kohen Gadol was weak, they would do it at Chatzos. I don't know what, how's the weakness of the Kohen Gadol? Okay, whatever. Beregalim, and on Regalim, Dinafishi Korbanos, there's a lot of Korbanos, Dikadmi also Yisrael, Bashmaros HaBoker, they would do it right away at the first watch. Kedikoni Sefa, like we learned, Lo Haisa.
No, so that's before
Chatzos. It's before Chatzos, but it's not a problem. But it's not a problem, because we're changing it. The night is not split in half, halachically, like mamish half and half. Because if it was split half and half, how could you do it earlier? The answer is, there is no split half and half. You can do it whenever you want, as long as it's before dawn. As long as it's before...
So what is the optimal time?
There is no optimal time. There is no optimal time. So that answers Dosa's Kasha, no reason. There is no optimal time. Therefore, it depends on the day. If it was a regular day... Why are you doing it at 2 o'clock in the morning for? Why? Why? There's no reason. There's no milah.
By the way, that's so.
The meat is still burning, huh?
We always have an optimal.
I know.
But the meat is still burning.
Okay, so take a little off.
Well, on
regalim. Yeah. So maybe the Arab regal, they make sure not to have meat there, right? And then you have on Yom Kippur they do it in midnight, and on Yom Tov they would even do it earlier. Because the Tani Seifa, lo haisa kriyas hagever migivas. Israel. The minute it was dawn already, the whole place was full of people. Everybody davened vasik in that morning. Everybody was there already. Yeah. So they got ready even earlier. So what do you see? There is no time. As long as it's before dawn.
Do we understand that Trumas Hadeshen means all the ashes, or just is it a token thing that you do a procedure every day and you don't have to clear all the ashes?
What?
Trumas Hadeshen is a token.
What do you mean?
Doesn't take up all the ashes.
No, it doesn't. It's a token.
It's a token.
There was another thing called Haramas Hadeshen or something that did that whenever it got too big. Whenever it got too big, then they would take it outside the city. Right, that was whenever it was.
They wanted the Mizbeach to look like it's full.
What?
They want the Mizbeach to look like it's full.
Right.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Right.
So
right.
It doesn't matter if this thing's burning. You just take it from where there's nothing burning.
Exactly.
They were moving stuff around the Mizbeach.
Right. Exactly. All right? Good? All right, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.
Well, what's been going on?